This episode of Our Fair City is proudly supported by Simplecast. Simplecast makes podcasting easy, affordable, and downright friendly. Use the promo code Chicago to get 50% off your first 3 months. Loyal Policies, welcome to the Our Fair City 2017 Exclusion Day Special. This year, we've got a special treat, the first episode of Spooky's Podcast from the Andrew Snidge Podcast Network. This crossover with Spirits Podcast was recorded live at PodCon 2017 in Seattle and was a whole lot of fun to do. You can listen to Spirits Podcast wherever you find your podcasts or on the web at spiritspodcast.com. If you want more from the Andrew Snidge Podcast Network, become a patron of HeartLife at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. A pledge of just $1 a month will give you access to scripts for Andrew Snidge's Adventures in Science, Our Fair City character playlists, and a whole lot more. And now, enjoy the 2017 Exclusion Day Special. This episode of Spookies is brought to you by Caligari's Rules to Save Humanity.
She asked us not to read an ad.
Or to mention her at all.
She said she would make us help Mr. Herbert find supplies.
With quotation clause.
Abort! Abort!
Enjoy the show!
Hi, and welcome to Spookies Podcast, an enthusiastic dig into moles and their myths. I am Ash.
And I'm Ferris.
Love teens! And this is episode 1, Hotfoot.
That's right. No beating around those outside leafy things.
Bushes.
None of that. We're digging right in with both claws, giving you, our listener, the good stuff.
And speaking of good stuff, we have guests.
Guests! Just like a real show.
This is Opal.
Hello.
And Amber.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And aside from both being members of Dig Team 6.
And Opal being right turnip tackler on the Alpha Amethyst Rootball team.
Sure.
Ash isn't a fan of Rootball.
Not everyone is.
Hey, I like Rootball fine.
Name your favorite team.
I like the Amethysts.
Name any other team.
Amber and Opal are both avid Hotfoot hunters.
That's right, Ash. We've been hunting foot for, at least a dozen months now.
15 if you count those trips into the tunnels when we were pups.
What's that? Is it Hotfoot? Oh, no, it's just a geode.
Oh, those were the days.
Well, perhaps you could explain to our listeners, some of whom are people and may not know, exactly what is the legend of Hotfoot?
Well, that's a tricky question, Ash. You see, there's the historical legend of Hotfoot, and then there's the story of the legend of Hotfoot.
We should probably start with the abominable magmen.
Really, that's basic.
Well, he said it's for people.
Right then, for any people listening to this, deep below the earth, there's a race of fiery creatures that we call the abominable magmen.
On account of them being half magma and half men.
Though some of them are in fact women, which we'll get into.
It's sort of a play on words that doesn't quite work as well for being gender inclusive. Mag people, mag person.
It was a different time. Anyway, mole people have known basically forever that the magmen live deep beneath the earth, and that if you dig too greedily and too deep, you might run into them.
Almost like we were genetically engineered that way.
According to many historical anecdotal accounts, magmen are 8 feet tall beings made of molten rock. They dwell far below where people, mole, or even ants might tread, and they don't come up to the surface. Ever.
Never, ever.
Which is important to understand because it makes Hotfoot distinct among his kind.
Right. Well, let's get to it then. What is Hotfoot?
So the Hotfoot case begins 10, 11 years ago. Moles started finding glowing pools of fiery footprints in the deep tunnels. Feet too large to be a mole's and too molten rocky to be a person's.
That's weird.
At first, everyone just laughed it off, probably just a prank by a couple of pups with too much time on their hands. But 2 weeks later, there were tracks outside the nurseries. A week after that, outside the worm farms. A month after that, they were found up on a level with people.
Moles were on brown alert. Tensions were high. Many believed a magmen invasion was imminent.
And that is when we got the first reported sightings. A mole the size of a person with glowing red eyes and flaming fur stalking the tunnels. There were even sketches.
We brought copies to show you. The originals, like all mole art, carved on walls.
They look kind of blurry.
Hotfoot's appearance is so horrible, their claws shook with fright as they carved.
But you still get the gist of what they saw. Vaguely mole-shaped. You can see the claws. Those are the whiskers. These are the claws.
Oh!
Here's another carving made 2 years ago by a member of the Hotfoot Research Association.
Marvel didn't see anything but the foot disappearing down the side tunnel, but he did really focus on the features of the foot. Note the long, mole-like claws and the color red. Red for fire.
2 years ago? Hotfoot has been active for that long?
Oh, off and on. He seems to favor the second and third quarters of the fiscal cycle rather than the first and the fourth, the warmest quarters. And he appears more often during times of increased tunnel expansion. Perhaps disturbed by the new construction.
But we should point out that he has never shown any tendency toward violence or destruction, and seems to run away when people see him, so any pups who are listening, you don't have to worry about him carrying you away to nibble off your claws.
Phew.
That's dirt serpents.
Ooh. And another episode. But you were talking about Hotfoot's longevity. He's been active for more than the average mole lifespan.
Right, so there are some of us who believe that there isn't just one Hotfoot, but several of them. And what we are seeing is a separate group of magmen that we call magmoles.
Similar to how there are people and mole people, there are magmen and magmoles?
Exactly.
However, there is also the story of the legend of Hotfoot, which also explains why Hotfoot is still around and why he hasn't been seen in almost 2 years now.
Opal has a degree in comparative mythology.
Please, tell us the story.
So, the story of the legend of Hotfoot comes down to us from Old Silty.
Not to be confused with the Widow Silty.
Or the Orphan Silty. So, according to Old Silty, a cantankerous and therefore reliable source of information, he was part of a dig team who came upon a magman. While the rest of the moles skedaddled, as he would say, he wrestled the being of molten rock and fire with only his two claws and as much spit as he could muster.
So far, a completely believable scenario.
The two of them fought for 3 days with no break. At the end of the first day, they had developed a begrudging respect for each other. At the end of the second day, they were best friends. At the end of the third day, they were in love.
Aww!
The Magman took Silty back to the Magman City, and the two of them had a child together.
Which is how we know there are mad women, femmags? We're still workshopping.
But before the baby was born, the other moles from Old Silty's dig team came and rescued him. So now Hotfoot stalks the tunnels, looking for the father he never knew.
Except that doesn't explain how Hotfoot would still be alive after all this time.
Except that it does, because Old Silty is one of the oldest moles ever to live. And we don't know the lifespan of an average magman or woman.
So you two disagree about this?
We do.
I tend to credit the scientific rationale of multiple hot feet.
Whereas I take the equally scientific rationale of believing Old Silty's story, as a mole would never lie to another mole.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, what are these?
Oh, well, the most exciting discoveries in foot hunting have only come about since the revelation of the ant people and their warrens.
These were taken from our first excavations.
They look like basalt rocks.
Maybe to the untrained eye.
We believe that these are ant representations of magmen.
Made out of material similar to the magmen themselves.
See here how the little bumps could be arms?
That would make this globule up here the head.
Exactly.
I see now.
And here, this is the most exciting bit. This figure is different than the rest.
Yeah, that one knob sticks out a bit.
Exactly. The head is elongated, almost like a snout.
Oh my.
It's Hotfoot!
Exactly!
Corroborating archaeological evidence of the existence of Hotfoot.
You two are on the digging edge of discovery.
Say a mole or even a person would like to join in on the hunt for Hotfoot. How would they do that?
Well, we have regular meetings on the first evening of every work week.
We don't usually go out and hunt, though.
No, those are usually just to socialize, discuss our findings, recent sightings, welcome newbies, that sort of thing.
It's a great way to learn foot hunting techniques, like the foot call.
Ooh, what's that?
Well, it's kind of a burbling magma sound that we in the community believe is how the magmen talk to each other. Like this.
Cool.
Opal's better. Opal, show them. Beyond the meetings, we usually sponsor a group hunt once a month, but most hunting is done on your own time.
Though we should probably mention that before any person goes hunting foot, to observe proper tunnel safety. Check in with a representative of the Mole Underground Retrieval and Deadly Encounter Rescue Service. Let them know where you're going and how long you plan to be there, and be sure to check out with them when you're done. Take rope and provisions.
And flashlights.
Flashlights?
Because people can't see.
Oh, right! And flashlights. Don't visit any expansion or annex tunnels. If you aren't sure a tunnel is safe, check for durium supports.
And remember, if you don't see durium, you don't go nearium.
And if you're a mole?
Take snacks.
Yeah, snacks are important.
I favor woodworms. Nice, bite-sized, more widely available now that there is actual wood around.
What about you, Opal?
I go all out with the tunnel mix. Some potworms, some red wigglers.
Some glowworms.
Amber.
It's okay. We know about glowworms.
We're not pups anymore.
Well, you should only eat glowworms if you're of age.
And never overindulge on a hunt. You have to stay frosty out there.
Eat worms responsibly.
And with that, we're going to wrap things up. Thank you, Amber and Opal, for teaching us all about Hotfoot.
Thank you for having us.
It was our pleasure.
Next episode, we'll be discussing the mole person legend of China. What is it? Where is it? Is it a place you can dig to? Or is it, as some suggest, a state of mind?
Ferris! No spoilers! Tune in next time to find out! And remember, stay spooky!
And stay in school!
Spooky's podcast was created by me, Ash.
And me, Ferris.
With sound design by our producer, Andrew Stitch. Spooky's podcast is made with the support of our payers on Patreon and from the Silty Memorial Fund Genus Grant, funding art and exploration of the mole species to ensure many more proud days to come.